understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at Seaplant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of Seaplant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Good Monday morning. Take a big gulp of coffee and get yourself ready because we're loaded up this week with things going on here in the community. As we begin, actually, a holiday week, 3-day weekend coming up, Memorial Day weekend just ahead of us. But before that, gosh, we've got an election on Tuesday. A lot of big things going on in sports this week. The playoffs begin for the baseball and softball teams. So buckle up, let's get right into the program this morning. Just want to follow up on Saturday night's big event out on the school campus where Cutter and Cash and the Kentucky Grass hosted their spring Cold Kentucky Hayride, and this was a big event, more than 700 people for a star-studded country music show. Some big names were here, just an incredible program put on by these guys from right here in Marion, Kentucky. Part of the event was Crittenden County Judge Executive Perry Newcomb presented proclamations to some country music legends, making them honorary citizens of Crittenden County. Those folks were David Frizzell, Bobby Tomberlin, and Tess Frizzell. Appreciate Cutter and Cash and what they do for the community and all these country music stars that they bring in here for $5 a piece to get in to that old Kentucky Hayride. Great program, and all the proceeds benefit the Crittenden County Food Bank. Now, the Marion City Council will meet tonight, and that will be at City Hall, and there's a full agenda that includes budget discussions, street improvements, and several ordinance readings. Council members will also review municipal aid and road funding for the community and hear presentations from the city's proposed 2026-27 fiscal year budget and an ordinance adjusting the pay plan for city employees and non-elected officials. The council is also expected to take up nuisance ordinance changes, support for the county's Liberty 250 event coming up next month at the end of June, and rezonings involving industrial property to agriculture use, that's out on the north side of town, and bids related to a waterline replacement project, along with some typical housekeeping things with code enforcement, mowing services, and declaring some surplus property. That meeting kicks off 5 p.m. again at Marion City Hall.
Hey, this is Brennan Cruz with the BP Cruz Company here in Marion, Kentucky. For all your small delivery needs, whether it be rock, landscape rock, mulch, topsoil, or sand, give us a call at 270-704-5296. That's the BP Cruz Company, Marion, Kentucky.
And, of course, that message from our good friend Brennan Cruz. He is a member of Cutter and Cash in the Kentucky Grass, and he was one of the performers Saturday night on stage, and what a performer he is. And, again, we appreciate all those guys do for our community and appreciate Brennan and his help in sponsoring this program regularly. Well, as I mentioned, it's election week. Tomorrow, polls open at 6 a.m. and close at 6 p.m. You can get the results on the Crittenden Press online. Whenever the polls close, it'll take them a while to get everything tallied up, but we should have the information posted on there. Just want to give you a rundown of who is on the ballot in case, I guess, don't take this wrong, but if your head's been in the sand and you do not know who's on the ballot, I'm going to give you an update here the day before the election. So running for county judge executive is incumbent Perry Newcomb. And he is being challenged by Nathan Ratley and Todd Campbell. And, of course, all of these are Republicans. There were no Democrats to file to run here in the primary election, at least no local Republican races, I should say. For county clerk, Daryl Tabor is unopposed. For sheriff, incumbent Evan Head is being challenged by former deputy Ray Agent. In the county attorney's race, incumbent Bart Frazier will be challenged by Chad Nelson. In the jailer's race, Athena Hayes, the current jailer, will be opposed by former jailer Robbie Kirk. For PVA, Todd Perryman is unopposed. For coroner, Brad Gilbert is unopposed. And then we have some magisterial races. I'll tell you who's unopposed first. Matt Grimes in District 2 will not have an opposition. Chad Thomas in District 4 will not have an opposition. Now, Brennan Cruz is new to the ballot, but he has no opposition out in District 5. The contested races are in District 1, where former Magistrate Danny Fowler and Rob Horak will face off. That is District 1. And then over in District 3, incumbent Magistrate Robert Kirby will be challenged by Pam Todd. And in District 6, where current Magistrate Scott Belt is not seeking re-election, there will be on the ballot two local individuals, Craig Gilland and Bob Rowley. And down in Livingston County, Tina Tinsley will challenge current Judge Executive Michael Williams for the nomination by the Republican Party. And four individuals are running for sheriff, as Bobby Davidson is not seeking re-election. So on the ballot are Shannon Edging, Sean Malston, Donald Crawford, and Glenn Gordon. In the race for county clerk, incumbent Sonia Williams is being challenged by Emily Neal. And over in Caldwell County, in the Fredonia Area District, Casey Baker and B.J. Harper will be squaring off in the district there that has been held for many years by Elbert Bennett. Let's take a short break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
And it's time once again for all you automobile enthusiasts for the Marion Show and Shine series. That's a series of car shows held right here in Marion, Kentucky, on the fourth Thursday of every month from now until September. So the first show of the season, May 28th, right here in Marion, Kentucky, right in front of City Hall. And this event is sponsored by Marion Tourism Commission. And to follow up on an article that was in the Crittenden Press this past week, I don't know if you saw that, but an individual who police believe was responsible for three deaths down on I-24 in Livingston County back in July of 2024 near a construction site there near the bridge around the Grand Rivers exit. There's a truck driver that they are now looking for. He has been indicted. We had the article in last week's paper. Mansoor Holikoff of Brooklyn, New York, has been indicted on 3 counts of homicide because Evansville grandmother and her 2 grandchildren died in that accident, again back in 2024. He has now been indicted, and Kentucky State Police are now looking for him. If you have any idea of his whereabouts, contact the Kentucky State Police.
Hi, this is Bart Frazier. It is my honor and privilege to serve as your Crittenden County Attorney. As primary election day approaches on May 19th, I want to ask you for your vote for another term and share with you what we have achieved during these past 4 years. I have secured grants to organize our county's laws to have them accessible and transparent. And as a prosecutor, I have implemented a marijuana education program to assist in fighting drugs. I am tough on property crimes and always seek restitution for the victim when it is appropriate. My office, Vicki Carlson, Kobe Evans, and Sarah Gordon, is a team. We work together for you. The partnerships we have with our city, county, and state law enforcement, along with the Commonwealth's attorney, is strong. In closing, Crittenden County is my home. It is where I raised my family, had a private law career for over 25 years, and am now privileged to serve as county attorney. It is the highest honor to serve my home, and I feel my batteries are fully charged for another term. So please, on May 19th, vote Bart Frazier for county attorney.
And that message was paid for by Bart Frazier, candidate for Crittenden County Attorney, Treasurer Carolyn Byford. Now let's turn our attention to local sports, and the big event going on this week is regular season has wound down, and it's time for the district playoffs. They will be down in Cadiz at the Trigg County Sports Complex on Kentucky 139, and that kicks off tonight at 6 p.m. with the Crittenden County Lady Rockets taking on the host, Trigg County. Now, Crittenden County and Trigg have split during the regular season. Trigg County currently ranked number 8 in the state. Trigg County has won 26 games this season. And, of course, the Lady Rockets won their 20th game on Saturday as they closed out the regular season over at Christian County. Brody Rich threw a two-hitter to beat the host Christian County 1-0. And that was the very last game Christian County High School will play softball anyway as an independent school. They are consolidating Hopkinsville High School and Christian County going forward. So tonight's opening round of that district tournament with the Lady Rockets taking on Trigg County, 6 p.m. is first pitch. And then in the nightcap, Livingston Central, which has won 24 games this year, will take on Lyon County, which has 22 wins this year. The 5th district has been loaded, and it's been brutal for all of these teams. It's the first time ever that the district has had 4 teams. Now, it's a 4-team district, mind you, 4 teams with 20 wins or more. And right now in the regional standings, number 1 team in the region is Livingston Central. Number 2 is Henderson County. Number 3 is Trigg County. And number 4 is Crittenden County. And number 5 is Lyon County. So 4 of the top 5 teams in the second region from the 5th district. And again, Crittenden County ranked number 4 now after that win over Christian County this weekend. Now, Riley Jones and his Rocket baseball team will take on Trigg County, the host. Just like in softball, boys and girls will both play Trigg County over there tonight. And that game will be the nightcap. It's a 7:30 game. The first game tonight in baseball that begins at 6 p.m. will be Lyon County taking on Livingston Central. Now, Lyon and Crittenden finished the regular season tied for first place in the district seeding process. However, the tiebreaker went to Lyon County, and therefore they got the number 1 seed, and Crittenden County got the number 2 seed. The Rockets are 13-16 as they go into postseason. So good luck to those boys and girls over at Cadiz tonight in the opening round of the 5th District Tournament. The winners will advance to the regional tournament, which traditionally and by all indications this year will begin on Memorial Day. And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. So much going on this week. Hope you have a wonderful week and get out and vote tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. The polls will be open here in Crittenden County and all across Kentucky. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.